Welcome to Imagineering. It's all about the online world and digital hypnosis. I'm Trish Palmer. I'm Limestone Coast Master Hypnotherapist. In my last post, I talked about connection and how the online world is creating connection through video games. I recently began playing a game called Minecraft. Yes, I know I'm about 8 years late on this bandwagon, but hey, I'm just getting started. So Marcus Notch Pearson created the blocky game of satisfying digging and popping sounds. In this game, you can craft anything you want within 10 minutes of a day or a night cycle. During the day, you can roam the lands, collecting resources and building your own dream empire. At night, you can mine into the depths of the earth for precious resources and add them to your dream. You can cook, you can farm, create, build. Whatever your style is, you can relax in the world of Minecraft. Minecraft is an OCD sufferer's utopia and living nightmare. You dig out your resources from perfectly shaped cubes and then blend the resources to make other commodities. The graphics are simple and colourful. When we grow up, we are taught to blend things to make other things, whether it was flour and water to make glue, yellow and blue colours to make green. We are taught about basic resources and how to blend them together at a very young age. As we get older, our imagination can become a little bit limited and our blending desires come down to the flavours of food that we can create a desirable sensation for today. Or maybe it's just that new packet of chips, that new flavour sensation. It's quick, it's easy, it's simple, and it satisfies our needs. Minecraft is known in the digital world as a sandbox game. For those who don't know, a sandbox game is where there are minimal limitations to the gamer and no specific goal to accomplish. The gamer can create, build, craft, destroy almost anything that they want at will. The gamer takes on the character and begins to roam and change their virtual world any way that they see fit. Minecraft sold 53,000 copies a day during the course of 2016. So what makes the game so appealing? Certainty. You are guaranteed to relax and create. One of the six human needs is certainty. If you could go into a colourful world where there's no rules, there's no pressure to accomplish anything, there's no limitations, what would you do? We know we need rules in society to make it function from day to day, but in the virtual world, those rules are demolished for all space and time. Can you imagine what the Earth would be like if it was like a sandbox game? People doing anything they wanted all day and night, every day and night. No exchange of goods, no rules, no boundaries. Many believe this would be a utopia, a world of peace and freedom. But keep in mind, the no rules or boundaries applies at all times. So that means anybody can be killed for food. Anything can be taken by another without reason or justifiable cause. If they want something, they just simply take it. In this digital world of Minecraft, you can even take your character onto another person's server that has created a theme. Maybe you'd like to be one of the Harry Potter students and visit Hogwarts. You can stroll through the replicated digital grounds at your leisure and interact with other gamers that are there as well. You can talk to them about your favorite Harry Potter moments and engage in this wonderful community. And one thing's for certain, you'll always find somebody that you can actually gel with. Or perhaps you would like to visit Westeros in the Game of Thrones server. You can wander around Westeros as much as you want. Minecraft has no limitations to the imagination. If you are going to wander around the server and you've indulged yourself in this series, then you can actually go even deeper and look at the surrounding offerings and the places that you can interact with. You can even create your own server that only your friends can join and create in. Everybody can express themselves in their own way without judgment. I found myself engrossed in this world of Minecraft for 6 to 10 hour stints at a time. The peaceful music and the very limiting monsters to attack me, I could wander around the utopia that I had created for hours. At any stage, I could demolish something, rebuild something, recreate, do anything that I wanted. As a 40-year-old woman, what a better way to spend the afternoon? Relaxing music, nobody annoying the shit out of me, beautiful colours, and no goals nagging at me in the back of my mind that I must achieve. Just floating around and achieving, well, nothing much really. I bred some chickens, I worked out how to craft glass to make some windows in my bunker, and when the storm came through, I just went, you know what, let's fast forward this shitty day, because I am the gamer and I have all of the control. Never once have I felt the need to rage quit in Minecraft, Because whilst I'm playing other games, you have to achieve an achievement whilst up against a program or other players. Never once have I had this rage quitting moment in my mind. I could just completely relax in the world of Minecraft, do whatever I want, because there's nothing to achieve. And no wonder people are becoming more and more addicted to this digital hypnosis. See, here's the thing. After so many hours of gaming, creating, learning, and growing my utopia, I would then go to bed and then begin to dream about this wonderful freedom my mind had whilst in the game. Whilst asleep, I would continue to dig for resources, craft my reality, and listen to the wonderful, relaxing music. Waking up in the morning, I'd have these cravings for that peace, feeling like absolutely hammered shit, and beginning to resent any possibilities of goals I had to achieve in my waking life due to the pressure I was under. Once outside Minecraft's world, many people's requests actually became nags and work for me, which got me thinking, is this why so many people would rather be in the digital hypnosis world than reality? Is this part of the gaming saga? In the sandbox game, nobody was asking me or needing anything. That was for certain. Nothing was wanted. Nothing was expiring. Nothing was demanding my attention or demanding action of any type. And that's for certain. I was guaranteed that feeling of content. Is this the connection that we are ultimately looking for? We all know that if we give people all the resources and tools in the world, that most of them would still do nothing with it. Many people would rather be entertained by a funny memes video than spend a week being educated about money and then learning how to retire sooner. One of the six human needs is certainty. The digital hypnosis world is creating the certainty that our minds will be at peace or challenged, depending on the game that we choose. I listened to my partner after he had a frustrating day, and he said, I have to go kill something. I watched him jump on a game called Deep Rock, where he could dig up and look for resources, and he had a small achievement to do. But as soon as the bugs came out of the ground that would attack him, he simply just whipped out his gun and blew their head off. It's as if to say, piss off, you're annoying me. He'd shoot them dead. And it's certainly satisfying. So what do we do? People need time out. But we also don't need the exposure of our eyes to that much strain and the waking up exhaustion from dreaming about this digital world. So here's a tip. Just simply set a timer. I set a timer on my phone so that I can completely relax guilt-free for X number of minutes. Sure, I would love to be in my digital hypnosis world more often with complete peace in my mind and no real goals, but that's not going to resolve my reality issues. Talk to the person that is resorting to the game at every opportunity. Actively engage in what the core stress is and solve it. Fixing things that are uncomfortable solves problems, doesn't it? The game is a coping mechanism for something that they are not certain about, something that's going on in their outside world. If you have this going on in your own personal world, take a good deep breath, take a dive into yourself and ask, what is it that I'm not certain about in the real world? What's this problem that I can now solve? How have I failed to overcome the solution? Frustration and confusion are the two biggest emotions that contribute towards our self-esteem. Every time you're frustrated, it's because your skills are updating in your mind. Keep going. Keep pushing through that frustration. You're about to acquire some information. Giving up just leaves you in the same place of frustration without any results. Confusion is one of the best emotions in the world. For once you push through it, you can feel your internal gaming computer upgrading, in other words, your brain. You're about to learn something and immediately the confusion disappears. You've been in those moments where you can just feel your brain straining and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I get it. And the confusion just completely disappears. Achievement unlocked. Your brain is the smartest processing device you will ever own. Upgrade it regularly with more RAM. Process it faster with up-to-date programs and information. And remember to turn off the power as the components can become burnt out. If you're struggling, consider having some hypnosis. And yes, ironically, we do it online. You may be stacking up all of these toxic emotions from the past and carrying them into your future. I hope this article has helped you with your problem and understanding the digital world. Hopefully, it's created some solution towards the healing as well. If you'd like to, contact us for a free consult via Zoom to discuss how hypnosis can help you or someone you love. I'm Trish Palmer, Limestone Coast Master Hypnotherapist. Minecraft is to a large degree about having a unique experience that nobody else has had. Marcus Notch Pearson quoted this. Minecraft was sold to Microsoft for $2.5 billion. Now, the people who have been extending out on Minecraft and creating all these servers have decided that they are going to create their own game called Hytale, and which is being dubbed by the community as Minecraft 2. And I really look forward to trying out Hytale. Jump onto it if you want and give it a whirl. Otherwise than that, have an awesome day, everybody. And if you would like to book in for a free consult, please just book in with the webpage, www.trishpalmer.com. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.